You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Stir up your power, O Lord, and come and help us by your might, that the sins which weigh us down may be quickly lifted by your grace and mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is for this fourth Sunday in Advent is from Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, "Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God or see this great fire anymore, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be made known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. You stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. According to St. Luke. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
From God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
John leaped with joy in his mother's womb. Why? Because Jesus is right there. The Lord himself was there in this young woman, Mary, who had just arrived to visit John's mother. The sound of Mary's greeting to Elizabeth sent John leaping for joy in the womb. This revealing has happened by God. And why should this baby doubt? And he's not just leaping with a little joy. He's leaping with wild joy, ecstatic delight. Elizabeth's caught up in the excitement also. She's been filled with the Holy Spirit. She knows that her Lord is right there in her presence, in the womb of Mary. The long-awaited Savior has arrived. Mary sings, her spirit rejoices in God, her Savior. We know the account. We hear the words every year. But we can miss the joy. John, Elizabeth, and Mary, they didn't miss it. They teach us. They teach us how to receive the Lord and to receive his joy. They receive this joy as a gift from God. They do not, they cannot contrive or develop this joy themselves. This joy comes in and with God himself, who is present with them, even in this very tiny baby in the womb of Mary, and in the Holy Spirit who has filled them. This joy is not just a happy moment. It's a holy and profound joy. It's given by God and given with his presence and his revealed word. God himself is present with them to fulfill his promises. Elizabeth and Mary, they know these promises. They know their scriptures where these promises are recorded. The same promises God's people had held on to for centuries, and their fulfillment has arrived in this baby. God Almighty, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, has arrived as a tiny baby in the womb of this young virgin to save mankind and to restore all creation. He came to reverse the fall, the curse of sin. To do this, he became one of us, born of a woman, placed under the law. He came in obedience unto death, even death on the cross. Came as the sacrifice for all who had not been obedient. He came to do what we could not do, to free us from enslavement to sin, and to deliver us from the domain of darkness and into his kingdom of light. John, Elizabeth, and Mary are blessed because they believe this truth, even as it is revealed to them, and they experience it in real life, regardless of the challenges that they faced in their day-to-day lives and their circumstances, especially these unusual circumstances that they were living in. They received Jesus and his promises with humility and faith. They also received his holy joy. And they responded with thanks and praise. Jesus has come to you also. You are blessed because you believe in Jesus and the promises he fulfilled in his earthly life, his death, and his resurrection. Jesus has come to you and is near to you also. You are here at the invitation of your Lord, so that you may be near him, to hear him, to receive him in his holy sacrament. He is here to bless you and to give you joy amid your life now. Jesus and his truths, they do not change or diminish. His presence is not dependent on your circumstances. His gifts are free for you. Forgiveness, life, salvation, joy, peace. John, Elizabeth, and Mary, they received Jesus with his joy, with faith, and the Lord wants the same for you. They responded with humble thanks and praise, and we learn from their example. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is here for you. We will soon gather around the altar in humility to receive him and his gifts, and we will respond with thanks and praise. Then, a little while after our service, our younger members have prepared a Christmas program. They'll recite familiar words, sing familiar hymns to tell about the birth of our Lord. So listen carefully and consider again, these are Holy Spirit-inspired words. And sing along, even Mary's song, the Magnificat. The Holy Spirit gave these words to Mary. The same Holy Spirit has given these same words for you to sing. We too rejoice because the Lord is near. He has chosen you in your humble estate, and he has done great things for you. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Continue with the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For our congregation, which has rejoiced at the first advent of Christ in the flesh, in his continual advent among us in his word and sacrament, and which awaits his second advent for judgment at the last day, that God would keep us in this word and faith unto the end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors who, like John the Baptist, cry out with the word of truth in the wilderness of this fallen world, that they would be preserved in their labors and that God would send workers into his vineyard and bring forth a bountiful harvest, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all people as they fulfill their godly vocations, for fathers, mothers, and children, for husbands and wives, for friends and neighbors, for laborers and employers, and for teachers and students, that the Lord would grant us delight in his loving kindness and joy as we serve our neighbor with good works. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For earthly government and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that we may serve God in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are ill and those who are suffering, especially Vicky, Lynn, Anita, Lois, Louis, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Greg, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erno, George, Ann, and Jeff, that the love of Christ may surround and sustain them, bringing whatever healing is in accord with his own perfect will. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who receive the body and blood of Christ, that they would have the peace that surpasses understanding, the gladness that no man can take from them, and the hope that does not fade away. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the dayspring from on high and the splendor of light everlasting. By his coming in the flesh and by his blessed word, enlighten our hearts with the gospel. Enlighten the hearts of those who sit in darkness of unbelief with the light of saving faith, and enlighten those who dwell in the shadow of death with the certain hope of the resurrection through him. Grant that as we recall with thanksgiving his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent in glory at the last day. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194.
The Lord be with you.
Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Jesus
Christ, Christ on the night when he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, the Lamb of God, have mercy upon us.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
The teachers will be sharing the biblically accurate account with our students, all of you here at church today and over the airwaves. Hopefully, this will be applied to all of our lives, so we also will rejoice and share this wonderful news with everyone we meet in our life here on Earth. So, Layton, you may begin.
God wants us to know that the birth of Jesus really happened. It isn't just a story someone dreamed up. Everyone knows from recorded world history about the great Caesar Augustus and about the way he taxed all the people in his empire. And that is the reason Luke recorded it in his mouth.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angels answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son." And this...
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.